much higher than a hill. You'd call that a...
Well, that goes into the mountain class.
Okay. And what do you call the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp?
Bluff.
Okay, what about another word? What about cliff?
Well, bluff, cliffs.
What's the difference?
Not anything, only just a different expression. We're using different words.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's a bluff, it's contained, you might say, of stone and earth mixed together, principally stone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in one sense, it's a bluff.
Mm-hmm.
In another sense, it's a cliff. Because when you get the brink of it out here to the edge, you see there's a drop off young.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them straight down, they call it. Some say a bluff, that high bluff over on the river so and so. Other people say, well, that cliff on the river such and such a place.
Uh-huh.
And it is the same thing, but just two names.
Yeah. Different. I was wondering if this is the difference. If it seems to me that when you talk about a cliff, you're talking about the top point, like you're standing up there looking over.
Yeah.
When you talk about a bluff, does it seem to you more that you're looking at it from a distance as opposed to being on top?
Does that sound
all right?
That sounds right. Because you see, it's cliff and you're at the edge here where it drops off.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a bluff, you're out yonder looking back at it like this.
It's just
like looking across this room at a wall.
Yeah.
That's where we get the bluff expression.
Oh,
and if you're up here on top and looking down this wall, that's where they get the cliff expression.
Okay, and up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, now I'm not talking about a valley, you know, I'm still up in the mountains, and the road goes across in a low place between the mountains, you'd call that a...
Well...
Like, have you ever heard of Cumberland? Something, Cumberland...
We've got to be in the smokers, you call Cumberland Gap, you know.
Uh-huh. Do you use that word gap?
Yeah. They use that word gap in the mountain ash. Gap or gulch.
Mm-hmm.
Either one. Commonly used as a gap.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's, in other words, a mountain on both sides here, but there's a great hollow goes down yonder for several hundred feet sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called a gulch or gap.
Mm-hmm.
Either one.
Okay, now suppose you took a piece of wood and you made a little V-shaped cut like this. You'd say you made a little...
trough.
Okay.
That's a, put two pieces of wood together like that, we call that a trough.
Okay, what if you just took a piece of wood and took a little pocket knife and cut diagonally in and then diagonally here? Would you call that anything?
Well, no, there's...
Would you talk about a little V-shaped knot?
Yeah, some people do a lot of whittling with a pocket knife, it's that matter, cut out a few little figures like that, something like that. Now, I've got a nephew, lives away at Tullahoma, and take his pocket knife and a piece of soft wood and carve out a horse that'll look as natural as the natural horse itself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's exhibited some of that stuff at State Fair at Nashville for the last few years.
Yeah.
Got second place once, got first place one time.
Yes.
Second place, I think, another. He'd carved out the horses, and his wife works at ADC, that Army Engineering Development Center, where they had him. And she had a friend that worked away a few years ago, and he had a little wagon made out of matchsticks, wooden matchsticks, you know.
Yeah.
The wheels, everything, the tongue, double tree and single trees, all made out of matchsticks. And they said there was